Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Right, let's get into it. Capitec hitting the ball out of the park, reporting headline earnings up a whopping 30% for the year ended February, pushing up from 10 billion rand last year to 13.7 billion this year. Net interest income contributing 2.7 billion to growth in headline earnings, while interest income from investments grew by 18%. What a stunning set of results. A very good evening to you, Gerry Fourie, CEO of Capitec.
Good evening. I think it's a very strong set of results. We're quite pleased with it. I think what is for us encouraging is that all our divisions has done extremely well, and I think if you look at how we've optimized our 24 million clients, how our credit side has performed, how our transactional side has performed, we're pleased. And then for us, more importantly, is the business banking side. We've laid the foundations and we're now ready to grow on that particular side. So yeah, overall, we're quite happy with the results.
It was interesting when I was talking to Chantel a short while ago, we were talking about how Capitec started and how it was known as just purely a lender. You've diversified over the years. Take me through some of that diversification. What actually led to these latest set of strong results?
I think there was a misperception in the market. People believed we actually going in on banking and looking for the lower income people or clients. Our purpose was always to look at and to bank 95% of South Africans. So that was always our need. How do we deliver on the needs of 95% of South Africans? Till about 2017, 2018, we said ourselves, we'll only be a retail bank. And then we were starting to debate and say, but if you really want to add value to our clients, you need to offer additional services. And in 2020, we started with value-added services, Connect, insurance, and business banking. And, you know, if you look at our income now, 67% of our income is coming from other income or annuity income, non-credit income. And that is that I think and that will continue, that we plus minus 70% of our income will be other income and 30% will be credit. That helps you through because credit is cyclical. It goes through very difficult times as what we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years. So it helps you to build trust and it helps you to build and to focus on other things.
It's interesting. It's, you know, it's a really tough market. The economy is still under strain. It was encouraging to see that you still have growth in loans and advances. That was up 12%. Your credit impairments also dropped and it improved your credit loss ratio.
Yeah, you know, we've cut back. We opened up in 2023. Then the Russian-Ukraine war started. We were probably too positive. Then we had to cut back. So sales were very low in 2024. And after the elections and the government of national unity, we've opened up to a certain extent. But we've also used our data side to increase our applications and increase our credit proposition. And I think that's worked very nicely. If you look at the personal retail bank space, our credit loss ratio was 8.1, which is in line with our expectations of through the cycle between 8 and 8.5. So we're very happy with our credit performance. I think, and then you're looking at the business banking side where our credit has grown with 27%, but there we're coming from a very low base. But there's about 1.2 billion in unsecured lending or scored lending that's coming through, which we said that's what we want to focus on because a big portion of your smaller businesses hasn't got balance sheet, hasn't got assets, and you need to lend on their cash flow. And I think that's what we've done in the business banking side.
Just looking at the business banking side, I mean, you took over Mercantile a few years ago and then you rebranded the business banking division. Is showing strong growth. How's that performing? What's the forecast for that?
Yeah, I think if you look at what we've done is beginning of last year, we've actually repriced. So our pricing is exactly the same as retail banking. So, and all clients are getting exactly the same price. So, you know, if I look at our current pricing, if you Capitec to Capitec is 1 rand, Capitec to another bank is 2 rand, a debit order is 3 rand, RTC is 6 rand, and 10 rand is your cash withdrawal. So it's very simplistic. It's very straightforward. So we brought that in. Then on business banking, we looked at our merchants and we look at our point of sale devices. And what we've done is we've thrown away the traditional rental model and went straight in with a buy model. Normally, people would rent the point of sale machines at 450-500 rand a month. Our machines are now 1,399. So within 2.5-3 months, you're repaying the machine. And then with very low commission rates and very transparent, very open rates to make certain people know exactly what they're paying for. And the result is we've got 63,000 merchants that has joined us. So I really believe the business banking from a service model, from a relationship suite that we've built, client history that we've built, we can really now, where we focused up to now on building, we can really focus on growing the business bank from this year onwards.
Just looking at your customer base, obviously growing significantly, now standing at 24 million. Give me an understanding of the makeup of the people that are banking with Capitec. You know, previously you were low income earners coming to the bank, but that has changed dramatically, right?
Yeah, it's changed dramatically. If you look at our age profile and demographics, it's 100% what you see in South Africa. So age, demographics, all of that is 100% in line. And then if you look at your income levels, we've seen big growth in people earning 50,000 rand and more. We've got now about a 16-17% market share in that particular area. And I think that's the area we're growing the most is in your high income levels where people are saying, but Capitec is offering tremendous value and the simplicity and the transparency is important. And, you know, like I said, all clients gets exactly the same card, same pricing, same product offer, which makes us completely unique. We treat clients 100% equally.
The simple proposition really worked for you, but so did technology. You digitized, and that investment seems to be paying off.
Yeah, you know, banking is all about digital and data, IT. We've upgraded our IT systems and using best of class AWS, Salesforce, SAP, Microsoft in our core systems that enable us to let our product people develop products and make certain that our products are suitable for our particular clients and to be quicker to the market. And then on the data side, we've moved all our data to the cloud, and that enables us to do very quick analysis. And a normal analysis that would have taken a day, 2-3 days, is now taking 15-20 minutes. And we can really understand our client base and really add value. Because if you look at VAS, Connect, transactional data, credit data, we're sitting with a tremendous amount of data to understand our clients.
Kerry, you are wrapping up as a CEO. You leave in a few months. How do you feel about where you're leaving the operations as you exit?
I'm happy. I set myself a goal to make certain that we've got a very clear strategy. And that clear strategy is very clear what we want to deliver for the next 5 to 10 years. Another one was to put a very strong leadership team in. And if you look at our leadership team, we've got a very strong exco. We've got a very strong divisional exec teams in the four divisions, retail banking, business banking, strategic initiatives, and insurance. And the average age of those teams are 45 years old. So they're relatively young. They've got a lot of energy, and for them is to go out and execute. So I'm very confident of what Capitec can achieve in the next couple of years.
You also leave the Capitec Foundation. You've got 21,000 learners there and a big focus on financial education. A lot of this is being offered on your apps, on the banking apps. How has that played out? I mean, that seems to be a big legacy project.
It's not a legacy project. It's a project that our CSI program is a very established program. Mm-hmm. And it consist. We've never actually sponsored any sport or anything else. We've always said we will focus on financial education. So if you look at our budgeting schemes, our involvement in schools, all our money is going in supporting financial education. And then a very strong community program. We've got over 4,000 of our own staff that volunteered that will do training, financial education, painting schools, be involved in uplifting the community. So I think we've got a different approach whereby a big portion, we don't sponsor anything. Everything goes into financial education.
Well, thank you so much. Harry Faree, we wish you all the best. What's next for you?
Well, I think just to have a bit of free time. Then I'm involved in a couple of other projects. One of them that's close to me is Gondwana. It's a nature reserve close to Mossel Bay that we bought about 2 years ago. So to develop it, grow it, develop the tourism industry in South Africa and conservation. So there's quite a lot to go and do.
Well, great stuff. We wish you all the best in your future endeavors and a well-deserved rest that you've earned. Take care and all the best, and maybe we'll speak to you on whatever else you get your hands on to. Harry Faree, outgoing CEO of Capitec.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.